This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the seat of knowledge, communication, intellect. It's like heaven on earth.
Except I sit on a big orange ball.
Nice for you.
I don't really have a seat.
The rest of
us knowledge.
The seat of knowledge. The state of Arizona, all abuzz today because it's in the midst of the wettest summer on record, causing an invasion of a lot of pests, including mosquitoes. A lot of mosquitoes in Arizona.
Got a problem with that? Hey, man.
Hey, what?
There's also a bunch of plants that didn't get. My wife, where she's from in Colombia, is like a desert on the ocean.
Right.
And they've had a lot of rain over the last few years, and it's become
a
really
warming.
Green. And not lush yet, but it's
global
just, it looks so much different.
Global warming. Dr. Joy Brown later in the hour. And Dr. Ken Kronhaus pretty soon with his medical update, the report of news. We're going to talk about the White House's new healthcare website, Richie. It's version 2.0.
Good for them.
On the affordable.
I'm doing everything I can to help stay away from that one.
Get healthy. Stay healthy. Henry Friedman. You know who he is?
Not yet.
People in the news. Henry Friedman is 86.
Okay.
Never had the chance to get his high school diploma. He received one yesterday, courtesy of the Seattle School District. He is a Holocaust survivor, received an honorary diploma from the school district after he volunteered his time educating students for 20 years.
Good
every day, showed up at school. He retired at the age of 66, and from that point until the spring season, when school was out in June, 20 years every day, he showed up at school to help youngsters with various things, math, problems in chemistry, science, that sort of thing. So they gave him his high school. This is a guy. How about that for an inspiration?
Neat.
Somebody who never graduated from high school and went. Can you imagine what it would have been like for a teenager to be in the Holocaust and to have survived that? What stories he must have told, and he was so grateful for being able to come to this country after he retired from his regular job. He donated 4 hours a day, every day, 5 days a week, to this school.
Good for him.
God love him. Story of Brittany Maynard. Brittany's a sad story. Well, I guess it depends on your point of view. She has brain cancer. And she says if her brain cancer does not kill her this month, she's going to take advantage of Oregon's Death with Dignity Act and end her own life on the 1st of November. She's a young woman. A few days after her husband's 30th birthday, she wants to end it all. Is that difficult for some people to swallow? Religionists.
His birthday is going to suck for the rest of his life.
Yeah, right. I don't know. People think this is selfish, and I think you can make an argument that it may be selfish. I don't know what their relationship is, and I'm not going to, from the outside, look in and say, ah, this is terrible, she's horrible. It just is. And she has a right, I think, frankly. I think she has the right to do this. I don't know what I would do, and you probably don't know what you would do if you were faced with the same situation. I think there's a lot of bravery involved in doing that, frankly.
It depends on what stage you're at.
Hmm.
If it's imminent, that's one thing. But some people just give up. They don't have the fight.
Yeah. Back to school for a moment, Richie. There's a school in New Jersey, New Jersey High School, in the town of Sayreville, S-A-Y-R-E-ville. Superintendent there announced the football season is over.
Yeah.
You heard this story?
Yep.
Canceled because of significant allegations of harassment, intimidation, and bullying of team members by the coaches. What kind of human is this? More of what went on in no, this isn't the same thing as Sandusky, but still, the kinds of things that you're hearing about this seem extraordinarily inappropriate. That's probably as gentle a way of putting this as I can put it. But it's back to whatever. As far as
the coaches, I thought it was hazing by the other players.
I don't know. What I read was the coach is not true.
That may be true.
Sayreville School Superintendent Rich Labbe, L-A-B-B-E, made the announcement this week in a meeting with the school board. So there is hazing going on. Well, okay, let's back it up. Here's what the maybe my misunderstanding
yes, the
of this
upperclassmen.
Is. Here's my misunderstanding. The fact that the coaches knew about it and sort of turned the other way.
Right.
Maybe that's why I
won't even tell you what they did when they were hazing them. You can't even say it on the radio.
The coaches knew it, though. The coaches.
That's disgusting.
It is. Why do people think that stuff is appropriate? Why? Do people think it's okay to be like that? Food.
They don't even think about whether it's okay. Just tradition. Yeah. It was done to them.
Yeah, so let's do it to everybody else.
So it's our turn to do it to somebody else.
Yeah. Not much thinking involved in that, Kenny. Ken and Richie and Doug, time for us to think about your blood pressure. Richie, you know what your blood pressure is. Do you have to monitor it as part of your post-treatment, your blood pressure?
They always take it when I go in and get a blood test, but do I have to? No.
No. Heart Factors Plus can help you by boosting your body's nitric oxide levels, therefore opening up your arteries and your veins, therefore either keeping your blood pressure where it is. I'm very fortunate mine is good. Kenny, they get this stuff to you yet? I told them to send you some.
They did not.
All right,
but,
get on it, yeah.
Last doctor's appointment I had a month or two ago, the numbers were really good. I don't remember what they were.
Good.
But they were really good.
I'm always looking at that 120 over 75-ish.
Yep. I'm fortunate. Mine's lower than that. Mine's about average 108, 109, 110 over 68, 70 in there. And that's something to be thankful for. But I'm not taking any chances. I'm taking Heart Factors Plus, and you ought to as well. Whether you've got good blood pressure and you want to maintain it, or you've got bad blood pressure and you want to get it down, both of those things are treatable if you take Heart Factors Plus. Most successful supplement, I say this over and over again, that we've ever talked about here on Good Day. Simple bottom line, it's great, gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. That's what nitric oxide does, and that's the main ingredient of Heart Factors Plus. Call now 800-577-8560 to get Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. Call now and mention Doug Stephan. You get a free bottle, not a bad deal. 800-577-8560. In fact, it's a great deal when you consider what the options are. Having a problem with high blood pressure, not good. And so why not do what you need to do right now while you're thinking about it? You know this is the right idea for you. 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Stephan asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Stephan Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He and I do a Saturday morning program, 7 until 9 Eastern Time. Questions, answers, thorough vetting of lots of information about what's happened during this past week in terms of the health and well-being of people in our country. The White House has unveiled that new healthcare site, version 2.0. Reminds me of the Apple, right, or some Microsoft program. Health insurance website. Have you turned anybody away from your practice at Lake Cardiology in Florida because they didn't have the right insurance? Or have you? Have they at the web? They come in and they say, "Okay, I signed up. Can I get treatment?" Do you ever get any of that?
Well, we don't make that an issue of being seen. That's an issue after the fact and just how people pay for service.
So you might take somebody in and get stiffed and not get paid at all.
Welcome to my world.
There you go. Okay. Probably not funny, but you know, that's the kind of guy you are. All right. So let's get with Ebola. The patient's dead. Yada, yada. This woman in Spain maybe has it. What? The dog's dead. The patient in Texas is dead. The dog's dead. What else do we need to know?
Well, let's give an update of this because everyone really is asking. The current Ebola outbreak, Doug, it's the worst on record in the three main West African nations of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. That's what people must remember. More than 7,400 people have become infected and more than 3,400 have died since the outbreak began in early 2014. Nigeria also has had a cluster of 20 cases, and Senegal, Spain, and America each have reported one Ebola case. The first Ebola case diagnosed in America, as you mentioned, Liberia national Thomas Eric Duncan, died in an isolation ward of a Dallas hospital 11 days after being admitted on September 28th. The CDC has announced that five of the biggest airports in America thus will have enhanced Ebola screening for passengers coming from West African countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Each day, there are at least 150 passengers arriving from these three countries in America. Seems to me you take a little Tylenol or aspirin right before you come in and you won't have a fever. The five airports are O'Hare in Chicago, Kennedy in New York, Washington Dulles, Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta, and Newark Liberty International. And as you mentioned, the Spanish nurse has been diagnosed. Initially, there was great concern because it wasn't clear how she got it. Now they're announcing that she touched her face with this infected glove. And also an American journalist working for NBC got Ebola apparently while cleaning an infected car. This is also a bit of some concern.
All right, next, the enterovirus debate. First case in Florida. What's the scoop?
Enterovirus D68, Doug, it's a rapidly spreading severe respiratory infection among children from the middle of August to October of 8th this week. There have been 664 confirmed cases of the virus in people in 45 states and Washington, D.C. We got our first case announced this week. There's been one death. Symptoms include fever, runny nose, sneezing, coughing, muscle and body aches, and possibly this concerning muscle paralysis in very rare cases. The current outbreak is believed to be the cause of at least one death. The children are most at risk, and particularly those with asthma. There's significant, currently no specific treatment for the virus. Preventing the spread of enterovirus D68 requires regular hand washing, avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, covering coughs and sneezes with the tissue or sleeve, disinfecting frequently touched surfaces at home, like toys, doorknobs, and staying home when you're sick.
All right, let's talk about something that's more pleasant, shall we? Reviving your hair, doing yourself a favor by using Provia. Ken's got a little door-to-door here for you.
On a happier note, ladies and gentlemen, we're all growing older every day, and many people, I think, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them, not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised."
All right, let's get Provia for everybody who's losing their hair. 800-543-5817. Tell them Dr. Ken sent you. They'll send you the super powerful, super concentrate Provia. 800-543-5817. Call them now. 800-543-5817. Get your hair back.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I didn't think I'd ever be saying this. Here's a new song from Glenn Campbell.
This is so sad.
It is sad.
Now listen to this.
I'm still here, but yet I'm gone. I don't play guitar or sing my song.
Studio offering I'm Not Gonna Miss You, recorded in January of last year, just months after he stopped performing and learned he had Alzheimer's. Listen to the lyric line. There's a video of it at DougStefan.com today.
Rare
glimpse.
Wow.
Inside his battle.
And how honest he is about it.
His wife of 32 years, Kim Woolen, took Cynthia McFadden, in relation to Richie, works for NBC, to visit Glenn Campbell at the nursing home where he's been living since earlier this year. He, according to the report from Ms. McFadden's, she saw Glenn Campbell brighten up when he saw his wife. He still plays the guitar. Experts say most Alzheimer's patients communicate in their first language, which for him was music, playing the guitar. He was playing the guitar when he was a teenager. He was doing what you wanted to do when you were a teenager, Richie. He was playing, he was on something like the, he was the guitarist on Tequila by the Champs.
He actually wasn't. He was, but it, not when they released it afterwards. He was part of the Champs.
Oh, I thought he was on the report.
I did too, so I did a little bit more digging.
Anyway, can you imagine the vulnerability? The wife says we need to let people know about this disease. We need to do something about it. And so they wanted to make a difference.
You know what you can do about it?
Coconut oil.
I posted this on my Facebook page yesterday.
Yep.
Coconut oil. This woman who was a doctor fed her husband who was in early stages, and he took the, they call it the clock test.
Yep.
And she started, and he failed it miserably, and the doctor was like, he's in early stages. She started giving him coconut oil.
Yep.
He went back a month later, did better on the test. A month later, did amazingly well on the test.
Yeah.
So go to my Facebook page, and we'll post it on ours, too.
Post it on Facebook.com/good day.
Coconut oil do for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, that's a good story. Well, there are a couple of good stories wrapped around that, but I would be very proud if I were in his family. Glenn Campbell here on Good Day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When Rick Phelps, who has Alzheimer's, is having a bad day, he writes about it on Facebook.
Just anything. I post the most intimate things on Memory People.
Including the fear he won't remember his family.
The confusion, the loss of my cognitive ability, the loss of me being able to use my cell phone anymore, wandering, the problems I have with wandering. I just can't stand to be around loud noises, so we avoid it. Two or more people to me is a crowd because I can't comprehend the conversation that's going on. But then again, if we have people like out in our yard, that doesn't bother me as well because, well, I don't know why. I think it's because there's not a closed-in feeling or something.
Rick's Facebook page, Memory People, is open to others who want to share their thoughts on Alzheimer's. Tomorrow, his other resource, a very special dog. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour, I'm Doug Stephan Dudley. My family and friends, Rich McFadden, who is here with his family and friends. And his family and friends include our family, includes Ken Kessler, monitoring social media, Eastbrook. Where did that come from? Facebook.com/good day and Twitter at good day. I wonder if people are going to write about or comment about Glenn Campbell. The audio and video at DougStephan.com, the release of his last studio recording, which is very, 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 very telling. It's a great story. And it's sad, in a sense, to listen to what he's singing, because he's singing his story, his song, his swan song. And you can see the video story of his life in many ways at DougStephan.com. Our poll today, what's your favorite Glenn Campbell song? A, by the time I get to Phoenix. B, Wichita Lineman. C, Galveston. D, Rhinestone Cowboy. E, Southern Knights. F, Other. G, Impossible to Pick Just One. I'm reminded of the scene in True Grit in which he gets killed by the bad guy who hits him on the head with a rock, and he goes down into the hole where the snakes are. He doesn't die until he saves Kim Darby's character. But I think about that, and that's how some people get Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing, by having a serious blow to the head. That's what all of this discussion with regard to the football players and the various the concerns people have about violence on the field, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed with interest this week the NFL has started, Richie, a domestic violence prevention program. They unveiled the first part of their program aimed at sexual assault, child abuse, just in time for Adrian Peterson to be more recognizable as a dirtbag. Even we thought he was a dirtbag before. Now it looks like he's even more of a dirtbag. But then these people realize that are running the NFL, the lawyers must be telling them, you better do something to not only make yourself look better, but to clean up the acts of these people. You better be hiring different kinds of players, because people are not going to tolerate all of this stuff. They want to see the quasi-violence on the field, but they don't want to watch people who are living that life in private. I think that is a summation of how many people feel about this. That isn't my summation of how I feel. I just think the game has way outlived its usefulness and ought not to be played. That's just my opinion based on the facts that I see regarding the danger, the injuries that happen to high schoolers and to college-age students and to professionals as well. But the essence of what these people are doing is all, in my mind, cynically, it's PR. Roger Goodell realizes he's got a very serious problem on his hand, image-wise, that the NFL has got to do something about. So they start this domestic violence program, which is kind of like going after you get a DUI and sitting there listening to somebody lecture you on how you ought to drive. And you know full well how you're supposed to drive. But you know you're not supposed to drive when you've had alcohol. You know that. So going and sitting to those fools preach at you about nonsense, it's the same thing here. Am I too cynical about this? I mean, can you imagine somebody like Goodell sitting there listening to this stuff? What? Don't hit your kid. Ah, duh. It's almost beneath even their dignity to do this.
Well, but here's the thing. Okay, I think it's silly. I think it's ridiculous. But when you're raised in such a manner that this is just normal. This is the way I was raised. This is the way all my friends were raised.
Absolutely.
This is the way my cousins were raised. My family was raised. My father was raised. And then you realize, wait a minute, everybody doesn't go through this. It's not normal.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable. I just thought it was. Adrian Peterson was like, he was raised by the switch.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the way he was raised. He loved his parents. He grew up a good kid.
But it looks like
he thought, I'm
going
to do the same for my kid. I love him, and I think that he needs to be raised by the switch.
I think there's more to it than that.
It's normal, though.
It is. But there's the whole thing. By the way, we're going to talk to Dr. Jory Brown in a few minutes about how to live with an angry spouse. Those of you who have confronted that, there are a lot of people who have that problem, have to deal with it. And so we're going to get her tips, her help in that department in just a few moments. There's a survey out this week suggesting 90% of waitresses, women waitresses, endure sexual harassment.
No, really?
Almost all.
But I never thought.
In restaurant jobs that depend on tips. Report being bothered at work by some form of sexual harassment. The lower the hourly pay base, the worse the harassment. Wow, it's pretty interesting. Women report sexual harassment from customers on a weekly basis, co-workers and management on a monthly basis. Hey, honey, can you give me another cup of coffee?
It's light, flirtatious, stupid stuff, but it's not nice. I mean,
what else do you say about it? You can't say much else.
Well,
I don't know what else to say about it. What do you?
There are some people who know how to. How do you say it? I know many. I think all my friends were waitresses at some point in time.
You're working hard at this, Richie.
No, and I know many of them who are able to control the situation. Let's put it that way.
Themselves?
No, they absolutely control
You mean
themselves.
The women who the control women, it to their benefit.
Exactly.
They don't
do anything to demean themselves. But they have fun with the customer, but at the same time, they are 100% respectable and let everybody know who's in control and that this is just fun.
You know, you haven't heard hide nor hair of this. And because of my interest in aviation and the focus on the Malaysia 370 show that was on PBS last night, I dug up something that many of you may not even remember. How many people remember TWA 800? That ring a bell with you?
Okay.
Is that or not?
TWA 800. Right.
800. Do you remember what that? What does that mean? TWA 800. I put the TWA and 800 together. What does that mean?
Isn't that the one? No, that's not the one. The laser one, right?
Yep, it is.
Okay.
Good for you, Richard.
Atlantic Ocean, right?
Yep, right. 20 years ago, or close to, it was 1996. TWA Flight 807. 47 taking off from Kennedy on its way to Paris, ends up in the bottom of the ocean at the end of Long Island. So from that time to this, nobody has told anybody, at least publicly, what brought that plane down. Same, I mean, at least we know where it is. Got all the pieces. How many of you remember the FBI? I remember interviewing this FBI agent who was in charge of putting the plane back together. They actually went down with magnets and picked all the pieces up of the plane and put them together in a hangar at the airport.
Imagine having that job.
And for years, they tried to figure out, or at least come up with an explanation the public would buy, and they couldn't or didn't. Now, the First Circuit Court of Appeals this week, upheld the dismissal of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that sought documents related to the CIA investigation of this explosion of the TWA jetliner. The CIA, I get goosebumps when I look at this because it was so obvious to me anyway, and it still is, but these guys don't want to release information about what happened to the plane.
That it was fuel vapors in the fuel tank and a short circuit.
Yeah, nonsense. That was nonsense.
You know, there's a wiki page just for TW Flight 800 conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And how many conspiracy theories are there?
Enough to make a wiki page.
The CIA claims that the Freedom of Information Act has actually exempted the documents that identified eyewitnesses who were interviewed and who knew what actually happened. The CIA doesn't want anybody to know what happened because they were behind it. That's one of the things on the wiki page, Richie. CIA, lasers.
Lasers.
This suit was brought by a producer of a documentary about the plane crash who put together the documentary, much like Miles O'Brien put the documentary together for the Malaysian airliner last night, without getting access to the CIA information. So he sued, and they wouldn't let him have it. The judge decided on the side of the CIA.
Ray Lahr, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one who filed.
Yeah.
A former CIA agent.
You think that we don't have... the
U.S. Navy shoot-down theory.
Yeah. All right, well...
Electromagnetic interference theory.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all of that stuff. And then some. Dr. Joy Brown talks about how to deal with an angry spouse. Up next here on Good Day.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
ESPN college football analyst Jesse Palmer is helping guys take pride in their grooming routines this season. From the football field to the studio, Jesse knows that a daily regimen with products designed specifically for men, such as Degree Men Antiperspirants and Dove Men Plus Care body washes, are an essential part of men's pregame every day. Here's Jesse.
Now, as a broadcaster, I take pride in my daily grooming routine, whether it's before I go in front of the camera or just to leave the house, because it prepares me for the moments that matter on and off the screen.
Unilever men's brands, including Axe, Degree Men, and Dove Men Plus Care, are designed specifically for men and are the official pregame products of NCAA football. Take pride in your pregame by visiting your local retailer this football season or go to pregameproducts.com for more information. That's pregameproducts.com.
Your local Health Mart Pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us,
juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your HealthMart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because HealthMarts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At HealthMart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown is here. Every day she's on the radio at noon to 3. Go to her website, get details, drjoy.com. Or you can call if you have a question about something going on in your life that's personal and you want advice from somebody who's the best on the air giving it. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Leave the question anytime. She'll answer it on the air. So
that is true.
I know it's true. I try to be true.
You are so true.
I try to be true to my friends.
You are. Well, you are true to even to your. I mean, yeah. But
even
people
are my friends.
You're even true to your enemy, which is even harder.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good thing.
How do you deal with this? Somebody sent me an email. Ask Joy how I can deal with my angry husband. Angry. Okay. But I decided not to make angry because there are angry wives too. So how do you deal with an angry spouse?
All right. Well, first of all, to figure out what they're angry about. And one of the things we tend to do, especially in intimate relationships, is we tend to dismiss people's concerns. We'll say, oh, it's not a big deal, or I can't believe you're upset about that. Wrong strategy. People are entitled to their feelings. So if somebody's mad at you, instead of saying, oh, it's not a big deal, or you shouldn't, or just say, okay, explain to me specifically what I did. And if you already know, admit it, all right? The idea that, well, I think men in particular, darling, have the notion, well, if I admit to this and it's something else, then they got me twice. But don't do that. If you know you did something, if you forgot her birthday, if you were late, if you know, God forbid, left the toilet seat up in the middle of the night, fess up. Say, you know what? It's really stupid.
God.
Well, look, it may not be important to you, but it's important to the other person. And that's what we do in a relationship. We accept that we are not identical, that something may be important to us that's not important to them, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So acknowledging that they have a right to be angry is the first step, as opposed to being...
As long as they do have a right to be angry, yeah.
They do have a right. You have to admit everybody has a right to be angry. All circumstances.
Really?
All circumstances. Now, the only exception to that, and it's a minor one, so you have to be careful... is sometimes people who are hurt will act angry and vice versa. Mm. So it may be they are entitled to their emotion even though they may be displaying the other side of the real emotion. But they are entitled to their emotions. They're entitled to their feelings. And you have to accept that up front, because if you don't, all is lost. Mm. So just saying, okay, I get that you're angry. Explain to me what I can do differently. Because in that particular sentence, or those two sentences, you've said, I acknowledge you, I respect you, I respect your feelings. Let's, you know, how do I fix this? How do we move beyond it? And if they say, I don't know, which they may, or there's no fixing it, say, no, look, I value you, I hear what you're saying, I want to make this
Can
better.
Can you imagine some guy who has never had any training in this all his life confronted with a situation like this and using those words?
He doesn't have to use those words. All he has to use is those feelings, which is, you're entitled, and I want to fix it. That's all.
Right.
And, you know, every Neanderthal in the world can do that. And every Neanderthalette.
It
doesn't require my words. It just says, I acknowledge you, and I want to fix it.
I'm trying to put that together, Ralph Cramden and Alice.
As opposed to the moon? Yeah, it works.
Dr. Joy Brown. Check out drjoy.com and dial in your question, 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like. Pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You don't think so.
How do you know?
Why would you be here?
Why did you ask me?
Can't I be curious?
About what?
Do you ever answer questions?
Do you?
I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises.
Not Paul Simon.
You didn't ask me here to pick me up. You could be disbarred for that.
Maybe I'm reckless.
And here's what he wants to hear and disregards the rest.
I assume you're a carnivore.
Oh, Mr. Massey, you have no idea.
That Catherine Zeta-Jones, Chucker.
For sure. What movie is it?
The Boxer. I'm sorry, no. The Boxer is from the movie Intolerable Cruelty.
Yeah, that's her. Howard George Clooney.
Yeah, right. I don't remember the movie. Maybe I would have.
It was a Coen Brothers film. It did mediocre business in the box office, right. I believe.
He likes the Coen Brothers. He's done two or three of those with them, hasn't he?
He has. He did the movie with John Turturro.
Yeah.
With them and this one and maybe another one. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It kind of
wasn't
weird.
Where Art Thou? Right. Wasn't that them
right.
too?
Yeah.
You know, I remember seeing Zorro when I saw Zorro for the first time, and that was the first time I saw Catherine Zeta-Jones on the big screen.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, my goodness, what a beautiful woman.
Out of the night, when the full moon is bright, comes the horseman known as Zorro.
Where she was in the leather and went through the lasers.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
She's unfortunately ruined herself because she smokes so much.
She does smoke a lot.
Yeah. She's not doing well physically, nor is her husband. That was interesting, isn't it? Well, never mind.
Or mentally, too. She was having some breakdown issues.
Right. Yep. Okay. So Chuck Curry is here. He has not broken down. He's full of life, liberty. He's full of vim, vigor, and vitality. And he wants to talk to you about what's going on in the movie. So he'll be with us in a matter of moments with today's movie news here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GM EMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Jeff Goldblum says Independence Day is brewing. So what do you think about that, Chucker?
I read that. It appears that he'll have some sort of involvement, which I'm happy with. And also, I know Bill Pullman, who played the president in the original, is going to be involved. But as I reported on this program many times, Will Smith is a no-go. Independence Day 2, which I think should have happened at least 10 years ago, 20 years from the original date it should be released, will happen. But no Will Smith, Goldblum, Pullman, same director, Roland Emmerich. I'm looking forward to it. Independence Day, along with Jurassic Park in the last 25 years, probably the best popcorn summer entertainment.
Yeah. Do you know what's going to happen? Will Smith's going to wake up. Will Smith is going to wake up on July 5th, 2016, and see the results of the movie breaking and think, why the hell didn't I do that? What's the matter with me?
I agree with you. I don't really understand his thought process on that.
Makes no sense.
One other bit of news. Sony Pictures' reboot of Ghostbusters appears to be a definite moving forward. Paul Feig, the director of Bridesmaids, officially announced as director. And then yesterday they announced that the screenwriter of the movie The Heat, Kathy Dilpel, will write the screenplay. It will be an all-female Ghostbusters cast.
So who's
have to believe Melissa McCarthy's going to head this movie.
Really?
I have to
believe
it.
Who else becomes a participant in it?
I think many of the cast members from Bridesmaids. But I have to think, would the studio say to themselves, we want a big A-list, pay Sandra Bullock a lot of money?
Yeah, exactly.
To lead it.
Then I go see it, even if McCarthy's in it. Yeah, you got to get somebody.
I don't know if you noticed, but Warner Brothers has done unbelievably heavy commercial promotion for The Judge with Robert Downey Jr.
And
Robert Duvall. If this movie doesn't open tomorrow, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, no, this is a good movie. This is going to be a very good movie. You know who else would be good in the women? Vera Farmiga. I never pronounce her name right. I'd see she's sort of a.
I like her a lot.
Yeah, I do too. And then they get somebody like Gina Carrera to do all the action stuff. And you got a pretty interesting crew.
There might be pie dreaming on that one.
Doug's ultimate fantasy movie.
All right, Chuck Curry, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can, and nobody's going to because we're out of time. 59.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.